For my StoryCorp, I am interviewing my mom. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. So question number one, how did you choose my name?
Oh, well, I think I heard the name Devin somewhere growing up, probably in my 20s. I heard the name Devin and I really liked it. And then I thought that's always what I wanted your name to be. But then your dad introduced the name Noah. So we went back and forth between Devin and Noah, like Devin Noah or Noah Devin. And I think we settled on Devin Noah just because we like the sound of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's my name now. Question number two, what were the hardest moments you had when I was growing up?
Do we have time for this?
Yeah.
Well, since I raised you on my own, I think that was just hard in general, but I think you started getting teeth really early. You had 8 fully grown front teeth by the time you were 8 months old, and you were pretty miserable. So when you were miserable, I was miserable. And if you didn't sleep, I didn't sleep. So that went on for probably a good almost year. I would say you were cutting teeth like crazy. So, but growing up after that, I don't know, I think just, you know, having to do it all by myself and maybe sacrifice some things just to, you know, make sure we were both happy. But generally, you were a pretty decent kid.
It's kind of a side question. Did I ever get in trouble? Like, what was the worst thing that you thought I did?
When you were little, do you remember there were 2 things at the daycare? Well, 3. Okay, there's 3 things that I specifically remember. One, you crawled behind, like, in the corner inside the hallways of the daycare center. There was this corner, and there was a pillar, like, kind of cut into the corner of the hallway, and there was a space behind it. So, like, the corner, there's a pillar, and then, like, you climbed up there and got stuck behind the pillar in the corner of the wall. And when I came to pick you up, we almost had to call the fire department because we couldn't get your head out. And then not too long after that, I came to pick you up and you were stuck inside this itty bitty tiny little playhouse in this playroom at daycare.
Not even because the entire thing, it was just the bottom.
You liked to crawl into things to see if you could fit. And so those 2 things are at the top of the list. But then also you went through this phase where you started playing Wizard 101 when you were probably in kindergarten. Mm. And Mrs. Coffin took you to the park after school one day and you mimicked one of the bat thing characters and you actually spit on another kid. So we had to have a very long conversation about how we don't spit on people. So
yeah, she also gave me that instruction after school.
But otherwise, I mean, you didn't really get into a lot of trouble. You like to be the one helping other kids, so that was really nice.
And then last question, did you get into any trouble when you were my age?
Your age now?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, before or after, I guess it doesn't really matter.
The neighborhood kids, so when we were growing up, we had kind of a free-flowing neighborhood where there weren't a lot of fences, and there were quite a few kids, and we used to walk home from school. So, and it was almost a mile to the school, back to where Grandma lives, and we would get in trouble for going up to the corner store and buying jelly bracelets and garbage pail kids, and then taking our time walking home. We'd get home because there were no cell phones and no way of communication. So when I get upset with you for not telling me you're home from school, I used to get in trouble for being over an hour late after school because we were walking home and they had no idea where we were. And we'd get sidetracked and play in like snowbanks and realize that, you know, we were just having fun. But otherwise, your Uncle Chris and I fought a lot, brother-sister stuff, but generally speaking, I tried to follow the rules. It was a whole lot easier that way.
Awesome.